Chapter 2 Detective Stones stopped the car. He was in a quiet country lane. There were two police cars and an ambulance. They all had flashing lights. He parked next to the other police cars.
"Good morning, sir,"
said a young police officer. He pointed to his left.
"The body's down there."
The detective climbed over the small fence and looked down. Two police officers were standing by the railway track. Detective Stones carefully walked down the steep slope towards them.
"Hello, Terry. Hello, James," he said,
and smiled at the men as he arrived at the track. Detective Stones knew every police officer in Escombe, and most of the criminals.
"So, where's the body?" he asked.
The police officer called Terry pointed at the long grass and said,
"It's right here,
in the grass. The engineer found the body about an hour ago."
The detective walked towards the body and bent down. He looked at the figure for a long time without speaking. It was the body of a man. He looked about 40 years old. His white shirt was dark red, especially on the area under the man's chest. Detective Stones couldn't see any other injury.
"This doesn't look like a murder to me," he said finally.
"No, I don't think so either," replied Terry. "It looks like a train hit him. It happens all the time on this track. We found another body near here about 2 months ago."
The detective stood up and looked around. They were in the countryside with a steep hill on each side of the track.
"Why was he here, though?" he asked. "It's a strange place to walk at night."
"Not really," said James. "People cross the track all the time. I live around here. There is a pub and a restaurant up there."
He pointed in the direction the detective had come from. Then he turned and pointed up the hill on the other side of the track.
"And there are a lot of houses over there. You can't see them from here, but they aren't far away."
"I see," said the detective. "So you think he was walking home from the pub or restaurant, do you?"
"Yes," answered James. "There's a bridge further along the track, but it's quite a long walk. It's much quicker to walk down the hill and across the track.
I know it's a stupid thing to do, but everybody does it. I've done it myself. They should build a higher fence to keep people away from the track."
"Well, it's a terrible accident," the detective sighed.
"Has anyone told the man's family?" he asked.
"No," said Terry. "We don't know who he is yet. Nobody has touched the body. We were waiting for you."
"Okay," said the detective. "Let's take some photographs, and then we can move the body."
While he waited for the photographer, Detective Stones looked around the area. He didn't notice anything strange. There was no weapon and no signs of a fight. The photographer took pictures of the body, and then the detective walked back up the hill. He went to the ambulance and told them to collect the body. He gave his telephone number to the ambulance driver.
"Right,"
said the detective when he was sitting in his car. Now I can finally have my lunch. He turned the car around and drove back into town. After lunch, he returned to the office and continued with his paperwork. By 5 o'clock, he was ready to go home. He worked long hours as a detective, so it was nice to leave on time for once. Just as he was walking out of the door, his phone rang.